Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Damian Jackson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jeff Hewson. Batting second. The left fielder, Jack Voigt. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hewson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. Grissom moves to second. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thome takes first base on ball four. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Grissom moves to third. Thome moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Justice strikes out. Two outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Voigt takes first base on ball four. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Giles hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grissom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Voigt. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Grissom scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to third. Tomey moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Loretta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a pop-up into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hewson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Voit is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Voit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burnitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnitz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Burnitz reaches second base with a double. Ramirez throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Burnitz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Nilsson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Thome strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Justice is 0-for-2 in the game. Justice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Houston is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Houston is 0-for-2 in the game. Houston hits a pop-up into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Voit is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Voit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bernitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bernitz hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to second. Two outs. Jose Mesa now pitching. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 3 in the game. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Matheny bunts towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. Loretta moves to second. One out. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewson hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Voit strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 3 in the game. Giles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Matheny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.